Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 7th, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, 9to5 Mac has learned that Apple is in the process of acquiring a California-based virtual reality startup called NextVR. NextVR is located in Orange County, California, and they have a decade of experience pairing virtual reality with sports and entertainment. The company currently provides VR experience for viewing live events with headsets from PlayStation, Oculus, HTC, Microsoft, and Lenovo. And of course, on top of that, NextVR also holds patented technology that upscales video streams. The company uses this technology to support high-quality video streams of music and sporting events to VR headsets, and it holds over 40 patents in total. And the company has partnerships in place with the NBA, Fox Sports, Wimbledon, and other live music and sporting event partners. NextVR failed to secure a Series C round of funding in early 2019, which resulted in a 40% staff reduction at that time. The company's focus on virtual reality was seen as a risk with the rise of augmented reality technology. But now Apple is in the process of stepping in. The acquisition is believed to be valued around $100 million, and a shell company formed this year that's believed to be Apple is hiring most of the engineers who develop the NextVR products. And while the acquisition hasn't closed just yet, Apple and NextVR have started informing employees who will need to relocate from the San Diego area to the Cupertino area. We've reached out to both Apple and NextVR for comment on the acquisition. But in the meantime, it's no secret that Apple has ambitious plans for augmented reality and a future augmented reality-focused headset. So it's incredibly clear how Apple could use NextVR patents and engineers as it continues development on its own augmented reality efforts. In other news, a handful of leaked images have emerged on Twitter over the past 2 days, claiming to show the upcoming iPhone 12 Pro with a LiDAR sensor, home screen widgets, and a smaller notch. The first image surfaced late on Sunday, and it appears to show off what is this year's iPhone 12 Pro with a new camera array on the back. And much like the 2020 iPad Pro, there appears to be a new LiDAR scanner for the first time. Numerous reports have suggested that this year's iPhone 12 flagships will include a new depth sensor on the back, and this image provides a clearer look at how Apple will rearrange the camera bump to accommodate that change. And of course, the LiDAR scanner joined the existing wide-angle, ultra-wide-angle, and telephoto lenses. And the leaks continue today, with two more images surfacing on Twitter. The highlight of these images is what appears to be a smaller notch. The notch is, of course, the cutout at the top of the iPhone's display, where Apple houses the front-facing camera and the Face ID hardware. It's hard to tell for sure, but the notch in these images appears to be around a third smaller than the current iPhone 11 notch. The width of the earpiece speaker seems to have remained the same, but the spacing to the left and the right of the speaker has shrunk. So far, there have been a few rumors that the design of the notch could change this year, but we aren't expecting anything dramatic like it being removed altogether. And this image falls in line with that, with the notch getting smaller, but not disappearing altogether. The images also show a vaguely boxier design, as previous reports have suggested. For example, Ming-Chi Kuo has said that the iPhone 12 lineup will more resemble the iPhone 4, with straight sides and flat edges, a departure from the curved industrial design introduced with the iPhone 6. And last but not least, the other interesting thing about these images is the home screen itself. What we can see is a mixture of traditional app icon squares and larger block elements. This is presumably in reference to the rumored home screen widgets feature, which we told you about yesterday. While the source of these images on Twitter has proven reliable in the past, we remain skeptical about the accuracy of these particular leaks. The images appear to have surfaced from some sort of user guide or repair guide, but we can't know for sure and we can't verify anything. You can see the images for yourself at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.